Jacka News. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg tomorrow 4:21, Pretoria 5:23, and Mbombela 10:23.
All of the major highways in Johannesburg are running hot at the moment. Midrand heading northbound is slow as well. And there's queuing traffic in Pretoria from basically Supersport Park Centurion through the N4 Malahleni interchange and all the way out through the toll gates on the way to Polokwane.
The Bulls get a bok boost ahead of the URC semi-final against Leinster tomorrow and the host Germany hoping to rely on home ground advantage.
As of about 10 minutes ago, South Africa has a new Speaker of the National Assembly.
I accordingly declare Honorable Didiza duly elected Speaker of the National Assembly.
Chief Justice Raymond Zondo announced Didiza's new position, and although the EFF didn't get the results they were hoping for, they did give Didiza a standing ovation. She spoke to the Assembly.
Thank you very much. You may be seated. Order, honourable members. Chief Justice, Your Excellency the President, Deputy President, honourable members of Parliament, leaders of the various parties present here, the people of South Africa, I'd like to thank all of you as members who have participated in this democratic process of electing the Speaker of the National Assembly.
As you can hear, a very emotional moment for her and a lot of cheers as she said, "Order, honourable members." Meanwhile, ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula has confirmed that the party has signed a Government of National Unity agreement with the DA. Mbalula briefed the media outside the first sitting of Parliament at the Cape Town International Convention Centre and says the party is open to sign the agreement with more parties.
The ANC will sign the agreement with every political party that agrees to form the Government of National Unity. We have started signing with the Democratic Alliance. The Government of National Unity is on track.
DA leader John Steenhuisen also addressed the media a bit earlier, saying the two-week deadline imposed by the Constitution for the formation of a government of this sort is not sufficient in this new multi-party context.
Following his election today, President Ramaphosa will then exercise his prerogative to appoint his new cabinet from among the members of the Government of National Unity in consultation with the leaders of the constituent parties.
Meanwhile, political analyst Professor André Dievenage has praised the ANC-DA working together, saying it's the best the country can get.
My assessment in terms of the outcome of the election is that this is probably the best coalition we can get working in terms of the common good of all South African citizens. I know it's going to be very, very difficult.
And only time will tell what happens. I'm Marlene Fischer, back at 6 with more updates.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.
I didn't think you'd understand me. How could you ever even try? I don't wanna tiptoe, but I don't wanna hide. But I don't wanna feed this monstrous fire. Just wanna let this storm